What do you know about Thai Buddha amulets? If not, this podcast will help you to learn all about Thai Buddha amulets. It's an object that credulity has endowed with the power of warding off harmful influences. The use of the amulet to avert danger and to dispel evil has been known in different religions and among diverse peoples. Like the talisman and the charm, the amulet is believed to be the source of an impersonal force that is an inherent property of the object, rather than the manifestation of a deity working through that object. Although amulets are most often worn on the body, hanging from the neck or strapped to the arm or leg, they may also serve as protective emblems on walls and doorways, e.g., the Jewish mezuzah. Sometimes the amulet consists of a spoken, written, or drawn magic formula, such as abracadabra and the magic square, or of a symbolic figure, such as the will of the sun god and the Aryan swastika. In many cultures, the teeth, claws, and other parts of an animal are believed to communicate their properties to the wearer. Although belief in amulets is very widespread in primitive societies, it has survived in modern civilization. In some modern religious practices, amulets such as the Jewish phylactery and the Christian cross are more strictly related to ritual and serve as personal reminders to the wearers of their relationship to God. Each amulet is said to be endowed with powers to protect its wearer from disease, misfortune, or accidents. Amulets are often given as gifts among friends and family and are frequent subjects of conversation among groups of travelers and friends. To a casual non-Thai observer, such an amulet may appear to lack refinement, workmanship, and even distinctiveness. However, two essential qualities are hidden: the person who makes it, and its composition. Most amulets are of clay, but this medium is often very complex, being mixed with a number of unusual ingredients, which contribute to its power, including certain seeds, dried flowers, herbs, pollen, and the ash of burnt sacred texts. Moreover, if a revered senior monk made the composition, it wills benefit from his power. Two examples of Dilersa notes give some flavor of the arcane qualities that amulet collections seek. They describe two of the most famous amulets, Phrasamdej, the name of a famous old monk, and the strange Phrapidita, a Buddha with eyes closed. There are only five forms of Samdej Wat Rakang. Make sure you have seen a genuine one before and compare it with other Phrapim Samdej to spot the differences. Look at the texture and the substance and examine the composition, which has been molded out of burnt limestone and then mixed with Chinese ting oil and holy matters such as Met Chad, Met Phrad Hatai, holy dried flour, fried stream rice, etc. Luang Phor Thub, designated name is Phrakru Debsit Thepat Hibadai, is the ninth in order of former chief abbot of the Wat, who has created the most revered Phrapidita and Phrapidabharan of Wat Thong in the year B 2442, AD 1899. Amulets were created between the years B 2442 to 2453, the major proportion was for Phrapidabham, 9 human orifices a closed gesture, and the minor proportion was for Phrapidita, eyes closed gesture. Whitrayer, sought after amulets commanding prices in excess of $20,000, many fakes abound, but even this is not straightforward. Reproductions of famous, costly amulets are common, yet once they have been sanctified by a monk, they will still afford protection to the owner as long as he or she respects it and behaves well, according to Buddhist precepts. They are studied under magnifying glasses, judged in competitions, and featured in specialist magazines. They are Buddhist amulets, worn for centuries in Thailand and many other parts of Asia, to ward off evil spirits and guarantee good luck and a healthy life. Indeed, the best amulets don't come cheap. An amulet that was made almost 2 centuries ago at Wat Rakang, a temple in Bangkok. If he sold the amulet, it would fetch at least 700,000 baht, $16,000. The one from Wat Rakang is the most powerful, and it's very rare, hence the high price. Less sought after amulets can cost as little as $10, but usually lack qualities like age, beauty, and supposed supernatural powers. Amulets are usually made of stone or clay, though gold, copper, jade, and other materials are not unheard of, and usually display images of the Buddha or revered monks. Wearers carry them about their neck, often in small silver or gold boxes. The value of an amulet is affected by a number of factors, who made it and where, the beauty of the image and just as importantly its reputation for bringing luck. Competitions are held all over Thailand, and the biggest events attract collectors from as far away as Singapore, Malaysia, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Australia. Visitors to the shows can get expert opinions on their amulets, and put them through X-ray machines to help determine if they're the real thing. Fakes are a constant problem, and a serious issue in a market with an estimated annual turnover in 2000 of 5 billion baht, according to the research arm of the Thai Farmers Bank. Buddha lockets or votive tablets are only miniaturized versions of larger Buddha images. Originally, Buddha images were meant to serve as reminders of the Buddha and his virtues. Since Buddhists have the images at home for worship or meditative practice, it is natural that they would want to have them when not at home, too, such as while traveling. Thus miniature replicas of Buddha images, which could be conveniently carried around the neck, were produced by the faithful. This soon became popular and the practice was adopted by increasingly large numbers. People feel secure and auspicious when they have a Buddha image with them. Of course, since Buddha images are held in high esteem as symbolizing the Buddha and his virtues, they are duly consecrated and are treated differently from other objects. Buddhists consider them sacred and regard them with reverence.